Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. I'm joined right now by James Kelleher, who is the Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Montefiore Nyack Hospital. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I would love to start this conversation by having you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, thanks very much for the invitation to participate in this podcast. I'm a psychiatrist and I'm also an investment banker. So I see patients and I'm in charge of the Department of Psychiatry at Montefiore Nyack Hospital. And I also work for Young America Capital and for New York Bay Capital as an investment banker in healthcare and life sciences. So it allows me the chance to help advance healthcare by helping smaller companies typically raise capital, fill their other needs to get the scientific discoveries or the technological changes to the marketplace or with greater penetration in the marketplace. So it adds up to the similar mission.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining me. And let's start out by hearing a little bit about what you're most excited about right now in your career.
What am I most excited about in my career? Well, I'd like to say patient progress, because we're really all about that in at Montefiore Nyack. And obviously, that's where I've come from. In the past, I did some research that led to two awards for demonstrating a mechanism of action, which was then new for antipsychotic medications. And after about 20 years, I can now say that we have it. It's central to the mechanism of action of a blockbuster drug that's on the market. So we're trying to push forward on every level. In terms of new developments in healthcare that I like, technological changes, developments in genetics also look very promising, enabling us to make meet the mission that we have assigned.
Absolutely. And what are some of the issues you're spending most of your time focused on right now?
Well, in terms of patient care and administration, what we're seeing now is an increased volume in our emergency room, for example, and in the hospital as a whole. I think some of this is directly tied to COVID and then the post-COVID moment. I think we have a challenge when it comes to meeting the needs for some members of our population more than others. And in terms of behavioral health, unfortunately, children are running into relative deficiency of providers and services in New York State, and I think nationwide. So I've been advocating for that in New York State. I've been one of many people, but we do need to strive to meet the moment in that respect.
And what do you think will be the most effective thing that healthcare leaders need to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years?
Well, they need a number of qualities. One is obviously a vision, and that has to be carefully crafted and based on the past and where things are going. And the world of healthcare is continually changing, so that means that the leadership needs to be flexible also. That's not always an easy thing to do. They need to be empathic because we need to work together on this problem. And that all the problems in healthcare, that involves empathy among our team members on the provider side, empathy with the patients, empathy even with the payers. Sometimes there's some friction there, but if we can all move forward together, that's also going to be very important for our leadership to be aware of. And that does involve, I think, finally, leadership being willing to continue to learn and grow and develop. Because that'll be an important aspect of meeting the moment in healthcare moving forward and today too.
Wonderful. And as we wrap our discussion, I'd love to touch on staffing issues. So for the second year in a row, workforce challenges were named the number one concern among hospital leaders. So what is the primary issue that your organization is facing with workforce issues, and how are you addressing it?
Well, I think that we've had a problem or the industry's had a problem because of the post-COVID moment. And there was some data to suggest that we were facing up to some problems before that this just accentuated. Obviously, on the retention side, we need to ensure that the colleagues that we have working with us understand that they are performing something that's a very valuable mission, and they're valued for that. And in addition, the leadership needs to be empathic to them, as I said before, because the providers also need to have the space to accommodate their work lives and their lives outside of work as well. And obviously, when it comes to the economics of the situation, to the extent that the health care organizations can meet the moment in terms of revenues and remuneration for services, that's also very important. In terms of being able to outreach, it's some of the same factors, but we need to understand what's possible and respond to the marketplace. And some of that also involves creating a good workplace environment for our colleagues.
Absolutely. Well, James, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you so much.
Thank you.